Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Hey, this is the Alpha, Chris Jericho, getting ready for the huge match at the Tokyo Dome, Alpha versus Omega, Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho. But before I can start focusing on that and training hard for that match, there's something that needs to be cleared up. I feel that I owe an apology. All the great guys at Keeping It 100, Conan, Hurricane Helms, the Mass Republic Minute, Juventud Guerrera, all the great people on that show. I just want to apologize and clear up some misconceptions and clear up some animosity between me and the Disco Inferno. So Disco Inferno, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say, and I just want that to be clear. All right, thanks, guys.
I thought that was very heartfelt.
Yeah. Unfortunately, his cell phone broke up. So, I mean, but clearly the intention was there.
You could tell what he was doing, yeah.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Hey, this is the Alpha, Chris Jericho, just getting ready for Wrestle Kingdom 12 at the Tokyo Dome, Alpha versus Omega, but I wanted to take some time out of my supremely busy schedule to set the record straight and finally take care of all of this, all these issues with you guys on Keeping It 100, all my dear friends and everyone that worked so hard at Keeping It 100, including Conan, Shane Helms, Mass Republic Minute, Hoovy, David Weiss, Irish Pat, Kenny, Ryan Satin, all the fine people that work so hard on Keeping It 100. I really want to take care of this apology for Disco Inferno. Apparently my phone keeps going out or whatever it was. But Disco, I just really want to say, from the bottom of my heart, I mean, I've known you for so long, and just, I just really, really feel that you deserve...
Dad, can you help me with homework?
Oh, sure. Family first, guys. I'll be right back.
Oh, so this is to be continued.
Wow.
So it is coming. That really wasn't disrespectful. That's his son, bro.
I kind of get the feeling that he's just setting us these every week so he can basically promote it's Alpha versus Omega at Wrestle Kingdom and stuff. And since that show airs, when is it? January 4th, right?
January 4th. Right.
That's coming up. I think once that airs, I doubt he's going to send in any apologies. Because I think he's
he was just about to apologize right now, and the kid walked in and was like, "Can you help me with my homework?" And he was, what was the last thing he said, JoJo? I'll be right back, or excuse me, or wait a second.
Yeah, family first. Well, I'll be right back.
Family first. Oh,
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Who has homework on Christmas?
Well, they send you home with projects sometimes, like reading assignments and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, Christmas assignments.
I kind of get the feeling, okay, and I'm not sure you guys are onto this, but I think he's trying to pull a fast one on us and basically mocking me, okay, on a weekly basis here, and I find it very disrespectful. And if he doesn't apologize soon and make this apology public, I'm going to have to take matters into my own hands.
That's pretty nice of Chris to, you know, take time from his hectic schedule, and you, Joe, for being there to record this. I think that's cool, D.I.
Okay, so backstage here at the Fozzy Show, sold out tonight in the Foundry in Philadelphia, sold out last night at the Gramercy Theater, sold out tomorrow in Portland, Maine. Everybody's so excited about the new record, number one on the charts on iTunes, amazing. Can't wait to take the whole thing to the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rage at Sea, October 27th to the 31st, ChrisJerichoCruise.com. So much good stuff going on, but I just really, Disco, we need to really clear the air here. Everybody's got heat with you. Everybody hates you right now, but I really don't. I just want to say that, you know, I think there's been a lot of issues that have been fabricated by the press, by the media. TMZ is on the case. People online, social media warriors, and Todd Delure is all over the place. And there's a lot of fine people working, including Conan and Hoovy, Hurricane Helms, David Weiss, the Flat Earth guy, the Burning Man, all these great people, the guy who went splat. Lots of people spend a lot of time working on your show, on Keep It 100. But I think we need to clear this. So I just really want to say that I really think from the bottom of my heart that I just really want to say that I'm...
Chris. We're on stage in 30 seconds. You've got to get ready right now.
But I'm doing this...
You don't understand? No. We have to get ready now.
Okay.
No. Let's go. Now.
Okay. I'll get back to you, Disco.
Wow, that was, you know, I think the fact that he has such a hectic schedule, you could hear the people yelling for him. It was sold out. You were there, JoJo, so you can testify it was sold out. Mm-hmm. Sold out the night before, sold out the night after. I love how he put over Toddler and the Burning Man, and he said he doesn't hate you. You know, and he was just about to say it, and the stage, I don't know if it was somebody in the group. You were there. Was it somebody in the group? Was it the stage manager? Who was it?
Yeah, it was the stage manager, Jack.
Jack, okay, and just pulled him out at the last second, but I kind of take that as an apology.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the pattern. He comes on, he plugs everything he's got going on, okay, basically a commercial for everything Chris Jericho. He basically just said that I've got heat with everybody, okay, put over all the people that are on the Disco list, and then disappear.
Wait a minute. They just happened to be at the Disco list. And I don't think Toddler's been put on there yet.
Why does he keep putting over the Burning Man as somebody that does great work on Keep It 100? And the kid that, he put over the kid that would splat, Marcus Everett.
Yes, he did.
The guy does not do any work on the show. All the guy is he's on the Disco list for being a schmuck and jumping off the roof of an indie show and landing flat on the ground. I mean, like, you know, the Burning Man, the only reason he's on this show is because he was an idiot that did fentanyl and flaca and burned to death.
And well, I didn't want to say it. And Chris, I hope you don't get mad at me, but he's thinking of doing a song about that. That's why he's bringing it up.
That's exactly right.
A song about what?
The Burning Man and the kid that went splat.
Mm-hmm.
You serious?
Yep.
Is that a shoot? Is he actually thinking about like write a song about that? About the
1,000%. 1,000%.
Yeah, he was working on it backstage. I mean, I can't give away any details, but I know he was putting it together while I was there.
But so would you accept this as an apology?
No, I don't accept this apology.
Wait a minute. No.
He didn't apologize.
Well, he was going to.
Well, but he didn't. So what am I accepting? Hey, thanks for the apology you never gave.
But he said some nice things, and he's clearly on your side, you know.
Yeah. Ever.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be something. Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be
something.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know and won't we stop.
Welcome to Stompin'. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up and the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, don't get sprayed.
We be talking,
bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing,
bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be talking,
bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know, and when we stop running, we be talking,
bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing,
bang, da, dang, da, dang.
What's up, Joy Janela? This is K-Dog, and I'm here with Disco.
What's up?
Joey, now let me ask you a question. I saw for a little while you and one of the hosts of our show, the Mighty Mighty D.I., were going back at it. Do you have some bone to pick with him or some source of contention with him?
I don't understand.
Feel free
what
to use vile or reprehensible language.
I just made the comment that when he when they did the spot with Lil Rush.
Right.
That I just said, I go, obviously they didn't have an agent for that match.
Right.
Because bro, let's be honest. You're not going to, like, that spot, you came up with the idea, he agreed to it, but honestly, if you would have probably ran that by somebody else, what do you think the majority of people would say if you ran that spot by them? Like
I'm sure any other place, that's all I was saying. Zone, it would be no.
Yeah, but that's all I'm saying. Plus, you wrestled the Invisible, you did a match against the Invisible Man.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying.
That was your going to be your baby.
That's what I'm saying. People get on me. I'm like, shit. I'm not. I never wrestled the guy. I just jokingly came up with the gimmick, you know. So, but there's been some matches where, like, I guess in Japan, guys have done it too. It's like, bro, the whole thing with the Invisible Man thing, like people will like you got guys like Cornette that probably like just would want to see you excommunicated from the wrestling business.
Not
yeah,
worse.
Right. Yeah, just be like, you know, like you should be publicly executed for doing this. And my whole thing is like, bro, people pay to see this stuff and they know what they're getting. I mean, it's pro wrestling. Everybody knows it's a work. Okay. And like the people that do take it too seriously are kind of like, they're kind of like the marks in my opinion. And I got no problem with like anything that you've done, but the point I want to make is that if you don't just want to be like, cause the perception is kind of reality. You don't just want to be this guy that's perceived as the guy that like just does this. You know what I'm saying? And this, unfortunately, like, I don't know how good of a work you are. I've never really seen any of your stuff or anything, but if you go to PWG.
He has Joey. Let me tell you what he's doing right now. He's trying to get some sort of heat so you can invite him to your Summer Blash thing that you do on the summer, that Joey Janela Summer Blash
spring
thing.
Break.
WrestleCon deal.
You
know he does.
Show? Bro, I don't
but
know
Disco's
a lot.
Disco's going to have to no-sell a Falcon Arrow from a building.
Right. Hey, let me
ask you a question. What was the finish of your match against Invisible Man?
I rolled him up with tights.
Tremendous.
Bro, people, I think that's hysterical. Just people laugh at me. about that. And like, we've got guys that actually have wrestled the Invisible Man. I'm like,
you should tag them up. You should tag them up with Glenn and call them the Invisible Men. Nothing.
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing. Nothing. What?
Wait a minute. Didn't you have a feud with Teddy Hart and his cat?
Well, yeah, that's all in recent.
That's Mr. Money. What happened there?
Mr. Money, he's gone.
Yeah. What happened to that? What happened?
His ex took his cat.
Mr. Money's been kidnapped by Teddy's ex?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
you
gone.
Serious?
No longer, and she neutered it.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
How was he to work with?
Oh, he's a little weird, but that was like... This year, like we had the most
we
had
the
craziest
year.
Match. We had a
before
bad
the show or
match.
During
we had
the show,
40 minutes.
Bro, Teddy's a handful, isn't he?
I grew up watching Teddy Hart in Jersey, so
did he show up
like
the posse?
No.
Okay, that's the.
He's
that
been more
is,
normal lately.
Disco.
Disco, I didn't really like him at first. Got a little comments, but after today, I'll give Disco a solid 6.
Wow.
Moving on.
If he does spring break next year and no sells out, then...
No, I've been through 4 tables on a pay-per-view before. For the
yeah, and the public enemy, I saw that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've done some crazy stuff.
Yeah, he once held 10 glow sticks in his mouth, too. He ain't afraid to get wild.
It's not accurate. It's very disrespectful. Okay. And I thought that comment was immature and unnecessary.
It's very versatile.
Joey, promote whatever you want to promote.
Wait a minute. Time out, Joey.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got to rate Conan now.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's true.
Conan, solid 10.
Boom. He knows what time
well,
it
first
is.
Of all, first of all, I think your scores were flawed. All right? I think... the way I have it, if we're rating all of us, I would have myself as a 10, okay?
Right.
And I would have Conan as a 7. Joe, you'd be a 2.
Mike, my boys, Mike and Angel, put over Conan way too much, so I gotta give them a solid.
Are they Latinos?
That's it. What? They're with them in TNA.
Really? Oh, your friends at TNA? Oh, nice.
So where can people can find you, or what big events do you got coming up soon, or what's going on?
This weekend, Battle of Los Angeles.
Oh, nice. That is huge. So, who are you wrestling?
My PWG debut. Sammy Guevara.
Guevara.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Guevara. He's awesome.
He's been here at FSW. He's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to tear it down.
Yeah. Oh, good. Congratulations on that. Anything else?
Just my Twitter, Janela Baby. Don't add me on Facebook because I got like... That's clogged up.
Are you one of those guys that anybody like sends you a Facebook request, you say yes?
No. I used to.
Are you the type of guy that
I've never done that. I guess like if I don't know, bro, I still get like a million wrestling fans every day that try to add me on Facebook. I'm like, bro, if I don't know you personally or have met you, or if you're not a hot girl, you got a very very slim chance to get my
transgender.
I tell you what Disco
will said that those. Poke me things. It's like, come on, bro.
That's a flat
best of both worlds. That's what Glenn likes, the best of both worlds?
No, that's fake news. That's fake news. I did not send Candy Crush requests.
Remember before Candy Crush, they would send you Mafia War requests? Oh, my God.
The farm game.
I thought this was not a thing, but somebody poked me the other day. I thought that was done. I didn't even know you could do it. It was a guy, too. A guy.
Yeah, and that was in the back room of Sapphires, yeah. Are you still with us?
I'm still alive.
All right, Joey, man. I want to thank you for being on Keeping It 100. Boom.
Thank you. Boom.
Conan.
What up?
You know, the Olympics, Euros, baseball, major championships, and concerts are all in the summer.
Right.
You know what isn't?
What?
A wild and hairy bush.
That never is.
Tame your pubes with help from our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package includes the brand-new Lawnmower 4.0. If an athlete treats their body like royalty, why not treat your pubes like Olympic gold? Fellas, do right by your balls and join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com with the code K100. The world is starting to open, and the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped is here to help you get ready. Inside, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and hair and nose trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, plus 2 free gifts, performance boxer briefs, and the shed travel bag. These are my 2 favorite things about it, is like I pack all of my
Manscaped stuff in my travel bag whenever I travel, and the boxer briefs are very comfortable.
Because it's a nice leather bag.
Yeah, so talk about a world-class dismount to a post-quarantine world. This package is a perfect package for your package and peak performance in whatever sport you desire. The brand new Lawnmower 4.0 is here to take the podium. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0, this is a great item, has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and it gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. And did I mention that this trimmer is waterproof too? You can use it in the shower. Michael Phelps is drooling just thinking about the possibilities. And this package also comes with a weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in both your nose and ear. This tool is a lock to take home the golden biathlon. The weed whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Need I remind you, waterproof means you can use it in the shower. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. And after trimming your pubes, show them sportsmanship with the Manscaped's liquid formulation. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner are the key to feeling victorious this year and key to making your nether regions smell better. Manscaped also threw in two free gifts of the Performance Package 4.0, the boxers, which are fantastic, and the Shed Travel Bag, which is also fantastic. So get 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. You can achieve pubic glory this year with Manscaped. Joe, I know you use Manscaped. I know Coney used Manscaped. By far, my favorite item that we promote here, I use all of them. I keep myself trimmed, keep myself clean, keep myself smelling good.
Right. The great thing about this thing is no more razors, no more shaving cream, no more having to shave real quick or in the dark and you cut yourself. I mean, it's got a light. It's very aerodynamic. It's not some bulky bullshit you hold in your hand. Hopefully Joe will get rid of that freeze-dried coleslaw or corn starch he has on his face with this thing. I don't know why he hasn't. But the great thing about this is you can use it on your hair, under your arms, on your legs, on your chest, everywhere. It isn't just for your nether regions. You're welcome, Manscaped, for us giving that information out. And it's just a great product. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, everybody...
Products, plural.
Yeah, products,
there's a lot of
right.
different things in here that they use.
Right, right, yeah, like, you know, one that we haven't mentioned is one that I really enjoy and have also ordered recently is the Foot Duster Cooling Foot Deodorant Spray. Use it on stinky feet, and you can use it on your shoes, too, to keep them smelling nice. So I definitely have that handy.
Yes.
You look like you have stinky feet, Joe.
Yeah, it's changed with age.
That's why you always see me in sandals. So, you know, and bro, everybody shaves except for German women, nothing. What's the deal over there in Germany that they don't shave, D.I.? Is that a cultural thing, right?
Yeah. Very European.
Remember because those German girls, they wouldn't shave their underarms?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing today, though. Did that change over time?
Okay, somebody from Germany that listens to the show, and we do have listeners there, let us know if that's still a thing, you know? But anyways, you know, get your grooming on. Today, women are very attracted to guys that are clean. Well, they actually always have been and keep their shit. You know, when you look nice, you look neat. That means you are neat. And, you know, women look at you at a different way. Not only that, when you go for job interviews, the way you look is the way you're treated, bro. And that's just the way it is. You want to look neat at all times and well-groomed. So you can't go wrong with this Manscaped. Get your grooming needs. Boom.
Yo, man, we're here in the cut with EC3. I don't really know much about you, my brother. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I don't know if you've ever been up north, my friend, but
I've been to Cleveland many times.
We have snow up there. It might be a...
Yes, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone Thugs, you know?
Well, let me tell you a little Cleveland story. So
please.
Bone Thugs and Harmony, they came to a show that I was at when I was in WCW with the Wolfpack, and they called Nash directly, and they wanted to do the theme song for NWO, but Eric Whiteboy Bischoff didn't know who he was, and he's kiboshed that, but that would have been awesome.
That would be
a little Cleveland story.
We are proud of our Bone Thugs and Harmony. We're proud of our Drew Carey.
You're not proud of The Miz, right?
We're proud of... I think The Miz is awesome. I mean, it's in his theme songs. I think I'm proud of him. He came a long way.
I like the Buster's
Ball. He bust his ass, man, to get there. We're proud of The Miz. We're proud of LeBron. We're proud of the Indians. And we're just not proud of the Browns. So
yeah,
that's about it.
And you're part of Stipic. What's that?
I actually went to a a competing high school with him. So really? I think he's a year or two older than me. But, like, yeah, and he would just destroy our South High wrestling team. I remember that, I can imagine. Yeah. He's good.
Let me ask you a question, bro. What do you see as the difference? You've been in this company how long?
About 4 years almost.
4 years. What do you see the difference between the past administration and this administration?
Oh, man, that's a loaded question. All right. We're in the cut. We're in the cut, baby.
You're in the cut and we keep it 100. You know, so do what you do.
One thing that remains consistent is the effort of the people that are here.
Right.
From a talent perspective, obviously. I think differences is just maybe broadening our reach and, you know, truly adopting the global aspect of it. So I think working with promotions like AAA and Crash and Noah, I think it's awesome. And building bridges instead of, you know, having them burnt is a is a good start to making like a competitive atmosphere for wrestling in general. So there's more work for us and there's more content for fans.
All right. Somebody in WWE you've never wrestled that you would like to wrestle?
I would like to retire John Cena at WrestleMania.
John Cena? Okay, that's a good...
I mean, you want to work with the top guys, right? Yeah. So, like, who I haven't worked with, I worked with some of those guys from my time in developmental that are really kicking ass now, so I've worked with all them. But, like, yeah, I would like to work with Cena or Orton, you know?
Cena or Orton?
Yeah.
Somebody in Lucha Underground you've never worked with?
Oh, who would I like? Brian Cage?
Brian Cage?
You know,
yeah.
Like, he's a... big cool muscular Marine. Hunk.
Yeah.
Like throws people around.
Yes.
I'm fairly muscular myself, I think.
Yeah. And a little bit of a hunk.
A little bit of a hunk. Yeah. I like to work with him. You know, and Luchasaurus.
Luchasaurus.
I don't know if you do you know him?
I've seen him. I didn't think he was that good, but go ahead.
he sucks.
Wait, let me just say this. If your name has Lucha in it, you better be very good at Lucha. That's all I have to say. And I'm not hating, I'm just stating.
Hey, man, free to have an opinion. He's like 6'8 and does flips, so that's impressive.
Here's how I look at it. I'm a Lucha purist, dog.
You are.
Yeah, I'm not a casual fan. So, of course, you know, I look at it with a different set of eyes. More critical, you know? Maybe the normal fan might be, that's cool because he's tall and does Lucha shit. And I'm like... no, I don't like that. But
hey, I hate to break it to you, but my Lucha skills are subpar.
No, well, you
but I can tell a hell of a story.
You haven't gotten by on your Lucha skills. You know what I'm saying?
It's not my name.
This is not a Lucha Libre promotion either. But but here's the thing, as you know, EC3, that's one thing. As you see, the young generation, almost all of them have a little bit of Lucha in their repertoire.
Right.
You know, it's something that in the future will be valuable. And I think the young generation's done a great job of taking all the stupid shit we all don't like about Lucha Libre and just taking the cool parts and then meshing it with that Japanese, you know, style and American style.
Like, yeah. You know, there's so many different styles, but I like a hybrid approach.
Right.
I like cool stuff, and I like stuff that makes sense. I like it all coming together like a big, like the United States of America. It's a big melting pot of wrestling. And just give me something great.
Right. Okay. Three hottest divas all time.
Three hottest divas of all time?
Yes.
Oh, well, I mean, Trish Stratus is definitely going to be up there. Hey, is she behind me? Gail Kim,
all right.
There.
Jeremy Borash is a big Gail Kim fan.
And I say that from the sense that she's hottest, most beautiful, because I'm good friends with Rob Irvine, so I want to watch that. She's hot.
Yeah. And she's a cool chick.
Oh, who else is up there? God, let me think. I feel like I'm...
Oh, sorry.
Why can't I think of a third? You might have to edit me out. Oh, Molly Holly.
Molly Holly. Very rare that name is picked. Bro, let me tell you, I saw her at an autograph convention, all right? And she was sitting next to Ricky Steamboat. And I didn't want to really look at her because I thought it might have been Ricky Steamboat's girlfriend or something.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, I got close to her, and it was Molly Holly, but she had her hair short. She's a hot chick, bro.
I just remember being a young little EC3 watching the wrestling program and just like... so, like, cute and just, like, made you feel good.
And she had a nice body and cool chick. Very, very cool chick.
Personality is what I judge my woman on, not looks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing, bro, and you know this. When you're with a girl and you're just hitting it, bro, and then after you hit it and you're just like, how the hell can I get out of my room? That's not the type of chick you want to be with. You want to be with a chick you can chill out with afterwards.
You want to be with a chick that, like, when she wakes up on a Wednesday morning with no makeup, she's not horrifying.
Right.
You're
low.
I like a low maintenance, natural beauty.
Right. Bigger hunk, Humberto Garza or Johnny Mundo?
Phew. Man, that's a lot of hunk right there.
I know.
I get Mundo's.
Mundo?
I mean, Johnny Impact, Johnny Morrison.
Yeah.
Johnny Mundo. Yeah. That dude is a stud.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to you, young Garza Jr. You are a handsome young fella, but whew, Mundo makes,
too much.
He makes me tingle.
Every day we're processing more and more information, news, opinions, social media, apps, new technology. And if you're going to stay ahead of the curve, your brain needs to be firing on all cylinders. But let me ask you, are you feeding your brain? If you're getting brain fog, having trouble concentrating or remembering things, or, like me, need help battling with the master of the verbal gems, Conan, it could be that your brain is not getting the nutrients it needs to perform at its best. Joe, I think you have a perfect example of this, is you forgot our schedule, the time we were supposed to start.
I certainly did. I'm actually going on the site right now to order it.
That's why I would like to encourage you to try Total Mind. Total Mind is a daily nootropic supplement specifically designed to help your cognitive function. A blend of key vitamins, minerals, and DMAE, a naturally occurring compound that has been shown to increase neurotransmitter production and prevent age-related decline and memory loss. I could use that. Total Mind is the latest in a new line of products for our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition, with our good friend Nick Aldis. Try a 30-day supply of Total Mind now and see the results for yourself. Go to LegacySups.com and use code K100 for 10% off your entire order. Get smart with Total Mind. That's LegacySups.com and use code K100 for 10% off your entire order.
I think you need an alarm clock, not Legacy Subs, even though you could use that too. Yes. But let me tell you what happened, and I doubt very seriously, very disingenuous for you to say, oh, I was ordering it just as you were saying it. I highly doubt that because I didn't see you order it. Right. But I will say this.
Order. Oh, he did order it.
You are very quick. What was the other thing? Oh, so here's what happened. He had told me about this, Nick. So I tried it because, you know me, I like to smoke a lot of weed. So I forget shit. Or maybe it's my age. I don't know. And it's really actually helped me remember more stuff and with my concentration. That's why, you know, we're shopping this to you guys, because I tried it myself and it worked, and I'm always fucking high, forgetting everything, you know, so it does work. Get your mind right with Total Mind at Legacy Subs. Boom. So you're already back to wrestling, right? You wrestled in during WrestleMania weekend?
Yeah, I've wrestled like 6 matches so far in the last month.
Yeah, wait, time out. I want to go back to this. Well, you got your knee busted up, right?
Yeah.
Did you get it fixed?
Yeah, I got surgery in October.
Oh, you did get surgery. I missed that.
Yeah.
I heard you were getting, I go, okay, yeah, it was funny because like you came back pretty fast, huh?
Yeah, I came back like 3 months early.
How did you do that?
Crowbar was actually my physical therapist, and he knew.
Really?
Yeah.
Please say what's up to Crowbar, a very good friend, and I had a lot of great matches with him, believe it or not, in WCW when I first got there.
Yeah, he's a great dude. He rehabilitated me like 4 days a week and got me going.
How do I wait at 6? So I find this hard to believe. You got, was it a torn ACL?
No, MCL, PCL.
Oh, the MCL, okay. I thought it was the ACL, and I was going to say, wait a second, this is like superhuman, like, you know, fascinating. No. I was like, Jesus, so the MCL, PCL, yeah, that's understandable. Yeah.
No, that MCL was just completely, like, destroyed, so they had to do surgery. So.
Right. Speaking of Teddy Hart, I wasn't there saying, like, because people were like, I was on this internet thread looking, and people were talking about what a great match would be. And just to rehash this, how long ago were you on this show? Were you on our show?
How long since I've been on?
Yeah, yeah. How long? Was it a year almost?
Yeah, it was about a year and almost a year and a half. Yeah, a year and a half.
Okay, just to give our listeners a recap, everybody always used to send me gifts of on Twitter of people doing these spots and stuff for thing. And Joey did this crazy spot in a match, and I made fun of it. And so then we got him on the show, which is what I like to do. You know, you start your angles on Twitter, then you get the guy on the show. But then I got to meet him and know him, and I got to watch him work a lot. I've watched the tape, some of your stuff. You have a very unique skill set. And that you take a beat like nobody else. And I was just thinking, like, why doesn't he just wrestle Teddy Hart like for the rest of his life? Because like, if there's one thing, Teddy likes getting all his shit in every single match, and you like taking everybody's shit. You know,
I wrestled him like 8 times already, and that's what the matches are. It's just We don't even call it in the locker room anymore. It's just like, I know his move set, and I'm just like, all right, power bomb on the knees.
Right.
Okay, give me this bum blower. Yeah, very easy. He's one of my favorites ever to wrestle, ever, ever.
This like part, like Teddy found a guy that's like, hey, I'm just going to call all my shit, and he's going to take every one of them. like his dream of, you two are like each other's dream opponents, right?
Well, every time I wrestle him, he gets on the mic and calls me the greatest wrestler he's ever wrestled, but I'm sure he does that to everyone else, too. So.
Well, he never did to me.
Now, how many of the times that you had a show with him did he show up with a cat or cats and an entourage?
Every time. That's a Teddy way.
Yeah, that's how he rolls. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't, changing up on us. So what would you call, what are you inspired by when you're doing your wrestling shows? Because they're very different. What were you inspired by, and what are you trying to do that's different?
It's just kind of like a mix of everything I liked growing up as a teenager, and also a little bit of the flavor of the independent shows of the early 2000s and late 90s. I feel like everyone is doing the same shit. They're booking the same guys. I'm creating new stars for other companies, for the independents, for professional wrestling. And not only that, I'm bringing back some old names that can still go and, get work done. And, it's worked every time. It's been wonderful.
Yeah, because I saw you used our boy Psychosis. That's the match you got hurt in, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts? You already signed with AEW, right? I think I saw you. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts of that, and what's going to happen in the business?
Man, it's going to be crazy. I've never been a part of something. I've never signed a contract in my life. I don't know what it's like to be part of a corporate environment, so that's going to be fun to find out. But I'm looking forward to it. It's just going to be crazy, and wrestling in these fucking giant arenas is just something I always dreamed of, and get to tangle with some of the best guys. So we'll see what happens.
But do you think that they're gonna finally do what like WCW did? They're gonna make WWE make their product better.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah. And I think they're already trying to take steps to.
Let me say something here.
Let me just say one real quick. I do think this is the one thing that WWE does very, 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 very well. They adapt and they just adapt, because when we were kicking their ass in WCW, they reinvented themselves. They adapted. When ECW was doing all that cool shit, they went and they took shit from ECW and they reinvented themselves again. You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing that they're really good at doing. What were you going to say?
I'll completely disagree with you on this.
All right.
I'll completely disagree with you. What? Show me, besides when the Monday Night War started, show me where the WWE has like, reinvented themselves and just,
they haven't had to because they had no competition, but when they've had
that's a complete.
Bro, when ECW was around, they were doing that lame ass bullshit that you probably like Repo Man and that Dr. Yankum and all that bullshit,
Here's my point, okay? Why do we have to always bring up AEW starting? And now the conversation immediately has to go to, oh, well, that's going to get WWE to step up their game and finally wrestling. I'm like, why doesn't AEW just like do well on its own merits and talk about we always talk about, oh, it's going to make, I see people online, it's going to make WWE up its game. Like, bro, the WWE has been trying to up its game and it's not a good game. It's like, I'm not going to think all of a sudden because AEW's in town that WWE suddenly after 20 years is going to like start putting on this awesome TV again. It's like, I completely disagree with something that until they show me that, like,
you disagree with everything. If you see your shadow, you'll fucking disagree that it's your shadow. You're a contrarian by nature and kind of a dick daily.
It's a disservice to AEW. If you're sitting there saying, like, whenever we talk about AEW...
Now it's a disservice to AEW. At the beginning, you were like, oh, AEW's not going to last. Who do they got?
I'm listening to what people read and what people say. Okay? And because the conversation goes to WWE. Right. Oh, this is what they need to get them out. I'm like, well, bro, WWE is...
Motherfuckers are tired of watching a show that sucks, and they're hoping AEW fucking kick them in the ass, and creatively, they'll kick it into the next gear.
if I was a the guy like Joey and I'm on AEW, I would say, you know what, AEW is going to come along. We're going to kill WWE. Their show sucks. You know, watch our show. Why would you want to watch that show? Their show hasn't been good in 20 years. Come watch our show. We finally have something else to watch. That's what I think the storyline should be here. AEW is going to kick WWE's ass because WWE hadn't done anything good in like 20 years. You know, that should be the.
I can't say that. Why not? I'll get in trouble.
But that's the thing. Like, I can say stuff like this because I'm like controversial and everything. But honestly,
he can also say stuff like that because nobody uses him in the wrestling industry, so he's not afraid of not getting work because nobody books him.
You're full of shit. I'm in Impact this weekend,
bro. That's all Scarlett. You just happen to be like a fucking, you know, an ornament. Did you see the Disco versus Scarlett?
I barely watch wrestling. I can't.
Bro, go out of your way. Go out of your way and watch this, huh?
What do you watch?
I watch my own shit. And I watch the shows I'm on. That's it.
But you want? But no. But what other TV do you watch?
Nothing. I just play on my Twitter all day, and that's how I roll. I go on my Twitter all day. That's it.
Yeah, I don't want to admit that's kind of like me too. Let me ask you a question. Now that you signed a contract with AEW, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you still?
I already asked that once.
No. Time out. Well, true. No. It's a transition, Conan. You schmuck. All right. So let me ask you this. Are you still allowed to do all your shows and stuff?
Yeah, I'm still able to do all my shows. That was agreed on before I signed it. So, you know.
And what about, a perfect example, though, you're talking about, like, you know, like you do your shows in WrestleCon and stuff and everything and all that, but what about these weekends that AEW's doing big shows? Are you allowed to do, like, an indie show around that, or are you just not even going to, like, really go there?
I don't know. I would like to still do the indies. I'm a workhorse. You know, I do three, four, five shows a week.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's like, you know, that's just how I get through life. You know, if I'm not doing shows, I'm laying in my dark room playing on my cell phone. I'm a weird person.
Yeah, well, no, that's that, bro. Let me tell you something. When WCW went out of business, when it went out of business, and we were on deals where we were getting paid every quarter, right? So if you were on your quarterly deal, you know, you were going to get paid for that entire quarter for 3 months. So when WCW went out of business, literally like the first week of a quarter had started for me. Okay, I could have like gotten out of the deal and stuff, everything and all that, but I wanted to take that 3 months of money because it was the highest. It was the beginning of the contract, the highest I've ever been paid, right, bro? I for 3 months, just when I had to stop wrestling cold turkey, it was absolutely miserable. It's like I was collecting money and everything, but like in retrospect, I would have read like that 3 months was like a ridiculous void when I was like, you know, basically working all the time, and then all of a sudden you're not working at all.
The last 6 months have been the worst 6 months of my life.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
How long have you been doing this?
14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, 14. How old are you?
29.
You said when you were 15 years old?
Yeah.
Working around, were you allowed?
Where were you wrestling at 15 years old?
I was wrestling in New Jersey, shitty indie shows. I snuck my way into the business. I lied to promoters and told them I was trained. I wasn't trained.
Why? Let me ask you this. Why was is there like a rule of an age rule in professional wrestling?
In New York and Pennsylvania, not New Jersey.
Really? So because they got commissions and stuff, right? By the way, you're the first person to smoke a cigarette live on our show before. I'd like to
That's
give
that.
It.
I'm real.
It's like, you know, well, Conan smokes. You know what? The whole show. So that's kind of like he's got you trumped on that. What
Everyone's so, vaping. Is he vaping? Is he vaping? Conan's a vape guy?
Yeah. Was this West Coast?
Yeah, I only vape cannabis, though. Yes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this is West Coast. So everybody vapes out here. That's like the thing. When you do your spring, do you make more wrestling or do you make more running those shows?
What do you say?
Do you make more? Because your shows are pretty loaded. Do you make money on those shows or do you make more? Like your bottom line of the day, you're making a good chunk of change in those spring break shows, or are you kind of like just – you know, make it a little bit because it's like pretty expensive.
I make decent amount of money, but I don't own the company. Brett Lauderdale owns Game Changer Wrestling.
Oh,
so
really?
He gives me a good chunk of change, and we call it even. He makes fucking wonderful money on those shows.
Right? Yeah. Jesus.
So when you started and you were 15, were you getting like a lot of maybe veterans that were trying to put you in their place because you were young and you said you were inexperienced, so that probably got you extra heat.
Oh, yeah. I was definitely a heat magnet. The thing was, people liked me because I ran my mouth. So a lot of the guys, like Kevin Matthews, he was just getting off a WWE run, and he just got fired. So he came back, and he's like, oh, who's this little opinionated piece of shit that we can make go around and cause issues around the locker room? So
that's the, but Brian, Conan, did you ever wrestle like the Northeast Indies?
Not that much, no.
It's a different locker room up there.
Right.
There's a couple like there's always like a few kind of like indie tough guys, cause you know they look the part and stuff, and they got like meatheads on the show and everything. Kind of it's a different culture than it is on like on the West Coast. Everybody's just like just chilling and everything. It's kind of like it's a little because I guess because New York has so many people there, but it's kind of like it seems like the shows are a little rougher.
You know, not like, anymore.
Like, no, probably not anymore. How long has it been like that?
Yeah, the business has changed so much since I started.
Yeah.
You know, it was a lot of like.
You don't got to tell us. It's like,
right. No, it's
yeah, but let me ask you a question, you know. Joey. In your eyes, okay, how has it changed? What has changed? The biggest thing since when you first started and now?
I think a lot less tough guys and a lot more pussies.
1,000%.
Yeah, it's true. You know? It's
like,
<she's,
laughs>
like now. Yeah, like, I'm not the only like, thank God I'm not the only guy that has that can say that. You know? It's like she, but it's true, though. You know, if you've been in the business, 6 or 7 years, you think this is the way it's like it should be. You know, and the people that have been in business like 15, 20 years are saying like the last 6 or 7 years, like, dude, you guys are kind of like, you know, it's like this is not the business we grew up in. That's for sure. You know,
it's a lot more happy. It's like a happy business now. Like everyone's grateful to be here and they love everyone, you know. That's yeah. how it is.
That's great. It's not a real. It's like if you think about suspending disbelief, what pro wrestling is about, you know, two guys, you know, cutting promos on each other to fight each other. It's like very, very different these days. You know, like
I'm the that, only guys.
It's very respectful to be working with somebody. They'll put on Twitter, you know, like how happy they are to be able to work this person coming up. It's like Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah. The reason I got so over is I run my mouth on Twitter. You know, if it is it a shoot fight or a work shoot, you know. That's how I got over, you know, I run my mouth and, I've always run my mouth and, you know, the business is definitely a lot more happier now. Everyone's so happy.
There's a new sports drama series on Starz and it's set in the world of indie wrestling. Heels follows a family-owned wrestling promotion as two brothers war over control of the league and their late father's legacy. Ace and Jack Spade's rivalry, both in and out of the ring, is the main event. Brother versus brother, hero versus heel. Even CM Punk is stepping back onto the mat for a cameo. Alexander Ludwig plays Ace Spade, the beloved hero, young hotshot, and star of the Duffy Wrestling League. Outside the ring, Ace struggles to reconcile his idol status with his habit for self-destruction. Stephen Amell plays his brother-in-league heel, Jack Spade. This hard-working proprietor, husband, and father is trying to breathe new life into the DWL. Heels is available to watch now on Starz and the Starz app.
Yo, check out Heels on Starz and the Starz app. Boom.
And finally, new rule, Apple needs to think different about our privacy. Apple, the company that made it possible for men to show their women their dicks from thousands of miles away, is releasing an update that will allow them to hack into your phone without your consent, to snoop through all your pictures just in case you're a pedophile. Or as Matt Gaetz put it, I'm switching to Samsung. Now, let me be clear. I'm against pedophilia. That's why I joined QAnon. But nosing through everybody's private photo stash is casting an awfully wide, intrusive net. It's like if the company that sold you a safe said, oh, and we're going to stop by sometimes when you're not home to make sure you're not keeping naked pictures of kids in it. Our phones should be like our wallets or purses, private. What about probable cause? What about the Fourth Amendment? This is the very definition of unreasonable search and seizure, which can and will be abused to find evidence of other illegal stuff on our phones. In my case, drugs. Now, again, I think child pornography is bad, and I don't care who knows it. But it's also not a trump card you can pull out that makes all our other rights disappear. Thank you. And I don't see a very strong fight brewing against this blatant constitutional breach. And I think it's because we're so dependent on smartphones now that we will let them do anything to us. Apple should admit that the problem with their phones isn't just what people might store on them. It's the phones themselves. Today's phones make people assholes. Full stop. And I know whenever someone starts in on how evil smartphones are, there's always a pat answer coming back about how people have always freaked out about the latest technology corrupting young minds. Come on, they said it about radio and the telephone and TV. Yeah, it sounds like that argument might be right, but it's not. It's not. Not if you think about it for 2 seconds. I don't remember lugging a TV under my covers so I could watch Huckleberry Hound until the screen asked me, are you still watching? I looked forward to seeing I Dream of Jeannie once a week, but it didn't throw off my circadian rhythm. I liked McHale's Navy. I wasn't addicted to it. I didn't watch it when I drove. Radio to TV was a difference in degree. Smartphones are a difference in kind. Less like TV or radio, more like a pacemaker. You know, something you can't live without. No other device has ever commanded our constant attention the way the smartphone does. Of course, when I was a teenager, I had a princess phone. But I didn't stare at it 8 hours a day. There was no hardcore pornography on my family's 24-inch Zenith television set, sadly. And we didn't have to worry that maybe my sister was on the landline with a strange man who was posing as another teenager but was really 50. A former VP at Facebook said he felt tremendous guilt because the short-term, dopamine-driven feedback loops that we have created are destroying how society works. Yeah, TV didn't do that. Psychology Today says the average high school kid has the same level of anxiety as the average psychiatric patient in the early 1950s. And that's directly related to social media. Increasingly, studies are linking phones to not just anxiety, but depression, bullying, hate speech, fake news, sleep disturbance, relationship problems, and photographs of knees on the beach. TV didn't do all that either. And TV didn't turn people into assholes. Shady, needy, passive-aggressive, mean and fake. Fake outraged, fake brave, fake pretty, fake supportive. Phones make people fake their lives instead of living their lives. It's more important to get a picture of you looking like you're having a good time than actually having a good time. And the pathetic addiction to likes. Did I like my picture of lunch? Maybe it wasn't good enough. Does that mean I'm not good enough? Phones have ruined self-esteem, comedy clubs, concerts, childhood, attention span, sleep cycles, using toilet time to reflect. And falling off cliffs. Oh, and dating, which has been reduced from a quest for true love to looking at a menu. I think I'll have the Kelly tonight. Phones make people bullies, angrier, more vitriolic, more racist online than they would ever dream of being if they had to say those things to someone's face. The phone made us passive-aggressive to our friends and hyper-aggressive to total strangers. It has two settings. I'll kill you, or you're dead to me. Not that if you're dead to me was the message you wanted to send to someone, you'd even bother sending it, because even texting is too confrontational for most people now. We don't engage with our friends when we disagree. We just walk away. Don't like something? Delete it. Don't want to talk to someone? Don't reply. Just ghost them. Ghosting. It's the electronic equivalent of going out for a pack of smokes and never coming back. Cell phones have obliterated courtesy, the fundamental building block of developing any real relationship. We all see it, groups of friends out together in a car or eating in a restaurant, and they're all staring down at their phones. Imagine how rude that would be if instead of a phone, you brought a magazine to the table and read it during dinner with a friend. Many is the night I've wanted to say to someone, can you just put the phone down for a minute? After all, we haven't seen each other in weeks, and we're having sex.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.